Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
They say it's the sixth and final Mission Impossible. What are you thinking?
I'm not sure it's going to be the final because certainly it is number six, and in my opinion, it's the best. It's 2.5 hours in running time, which is a little unusual for Mission Impossible. Great story, great action. It plays very well from number five, Rogue Nation. So I would almost recommend, if you haven't seen it or if you've forgotten it, maybe have a quick review prior to. But the stunts are amazing. The cast is back. It's great. You know, of course, Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt. You got Alec Baldwin, Simon Pegg, Ving Rhames. They introduce Angela Bassett and Henry Cavill. The action will impress you. The story will impress you. Just all around a great film.
Ethan, where are you?
I'm jumping out a window!
CIA's been infiltrated.
I want one of my own men on the team.
You go rogue, he's been authorized to kill you.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
And if you're a fan of the animated series Teen Titans Go, they're coming to the big screen.
Yeah, so the premise is, of course, it's animated. You've got some teenage superheroes who are a little bent out of shape because everybody has their own movie but them, it seems like. You know, Robin's their leader, and they head off to Hollywood to try to impress a movie producer, and while they're there, a villain, of course, appears, and they've sort of got to take place. It's satirical, it's funny, and this just might fit the bill.
Having a movie is the only way to be seen as a real hero.
Has there been a movie about you?
There was a Green Lantern movie, but we don't talk about that.
What about an arch nemesis?
Deadpool?
Deadpool? What? Why does everybody think I'm Deadpool? Look into the camera and say something inappropriate.
All right, over at the Movie Mill, how's Ocean's 8?
Ocean's 8 is, of course, a sequel to Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12. You've got Danny Ocean's sister, Debbie, played by Sandra Bullock, who's released from prison, and she's planning a big gig. There's the Met Gala, where there's going to be a $150 million necklace on display, and she gathers her lady friends to pull it off. It's really quite entertaining.
And speaking of sequels, a new Sicario.
Yeah, Benicio del Toro was made for this role. Of course, Josh Brolin, he's responsible for a lot of box office dollars this summer, but they go back at it head-to-head. The original Sicario was one of my favorite films in a long time. It's gritty, it's well-written, it's realistic. Basically, they try to pit two cartels against each other by kidnapping the daughter of one of the kingpins, and things kind of go sideways, and she's now to become collateral damage. But Del Toro, as ruthless as he is not prepared to go along with his orders, and all heck breaks loose. And not quite as good as the first one, and that may be hard to pull off, but still action-packed and just a very entertaining, rough-around-the-edges story.
Trailers and showtimes at country95.fm if you want to check them out for yourself. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. And as always, we appreciate your time.
Hey, guys. Hope to see you at the movies.